from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Growing up in Kansas City, or if you were just a sports fan, at least I just mentioned I was in college over 10 years ago, so you got an idea of how old I am. And Bink, you've talked about your time growing up in the area. And for me, my entire childhood, always heard about America's team. And right out of the Dallas Cowboys, right? In the 90s, America's team. To a certain extent, the Patriots in the early 2000s, America's team as well. And I don't know if it was because it wasn't us, so it always annoyed me. And maybe that's how people from the outside feel now about us in Kansas City, because I was paying attention to ESPN and Courtney Cronin was talking about the Chiefs, and she views them now as America's team.
You know who America's team is? The Kansas City Chiefs. In an era that is defined by often forced parity, you've got a dynasty. We don't have dynasties in the NFL all that often anymore. The Cowboys were that back in the 90s, back when I was a toddler, not even watching the NFL yet. We saw it before the Kansas City Chiefs with the New England Patriots, and we haven't seen it since. What we're witnessing right now, all-time greatest play from someone like Patrick Mahomes, and as you mentioned, you can throw Travis Kelce in the mix there too. What makes them America's team is the consistency at which they're winning, the ability to do it no matter how many pieces are changing in and out. I mean, look at the Dallas Cowboys. They're a 12-win team the last three seasons. They've had pieces move in and out, but what does it yielded them? The most embarrassing loss in playoff history? Potentially most embarrassing loss in franchise history for them last season against the Green Bay Packers. I just wish we could retire this term America's team, because everybody, it's a subjective list. Everybody's going to have a different option, but the right answer here is Kansas City.
So again, I always hated the term America's team as well, but if you were going to name a single NFL team right now, it would have to be them. It's not just the on-field success. Like, you have to have that to even have the conversation. And we know since 2015, the Chiefs have not won fewer than 10 games since 2015. We all know, of course, they're going for a three-peat. We know they've hosted a record amount of AFC title games consecutively at Arrowhead. They have the best quarterback in the league. They have a future tight end that's going to the Hall of Fame, best tight end of all time, right? Chris Jones, probably a future Hall of Famer. Andy Reid, when his career is done, is going to have a chance to be the greatest or second greatest coach of all time. I'm serious. If he keeps coaching, he's going to be in that conversation.
He's already number two postseason, only behind Belichick.
All of that has to happen. But then you know what puts them over the top, and why I agree with Courtney on this? Is they also have the off-the-field stardom stuff. You got Kelce with Taylor Swift. You got Paul Rudd and Eric Stonestreet and guys like that going to these football games, right? You got stars on SNL from the team, right? Travis Kelce hosted SNL. Like, you have all of that, and nobody was in more commercials last year in the NFL than Mahomes and Kelce. Andy Reid's in commercials. They have the complete package that is necessary, And hell, they're in Kansas City, like Midwest, right? Blue collar fan base.
I mean, it's hard to believe it happened, but it did happen. And you look at 2023, out of the top 100 games or 100 programs on TV, 93 were NFL games, but 15 of them were Kansas City Chiefs. America speaks with the ratings, because anytime the Chiefs are on, it's big ratings. Ask the networks who America's team is. They'll tell you, because they choose the Chiefs.
That's why they're on Netflix on Christmas Day, yeah.
Or, well, who was on the first Amazon game ever? Kansas City Chiefs. Who was on the first Thursday night football game back then? It was the Chiefs. And things have changed now. Netflix, obviously, we want the Chiefs. We're going to do this, but we want the Chiefs. And so that's America's team. And the Chiefs have gotten that category. Either love them or hate them. Because sure. The haters are out there with this team, but they're still watching. They're watching for two reasons. They want to see the downfall, and they want to see their team obviously overtake them. But when you're America's team, you look at season ticket base across the country, people wearing Chiefs gear wherever you're at. Now, the Chiefs remind me of like the Packers or Steelers or Cowboys, when because they always infiltrated other stadiums, and you'd watch it, and you'd see, man, there's a ton of Cowboys fans there on the road, or there's a ton of Packers fans there on the road. That's Chiefs now, because it's red, and it stands out, and fans are going, but they're watching on TV, the Taylor Swift aspect. Entertainment Tonight, my mom watches that like every night, but literally there's
You watch too.
I do not. But there's literally a Travis Kelce like segment every freaking night.
Because he's at all our shows.
Like every night. And then you got Mahomes and Mahomes. He's at Wimbledon. They are superstars right now, and they're handling it well. Like, they just keep winning. And you mentioned the success of Andy Reid. I mean, you're going back to Alex Smith years that started the streak with the consecutive divisions won. Andy Reid's worst record in Kansas City was 9-7, two games over 500. They win more than anybody else, and they've won more than any other team in the National Football League while having the success, meaning you put that on their shoulders, and they're still going to play well. Some teams can't handle it, and they fold like a cheap suit under pressure. The Chiefs have proven they can't. That's why America's behind them.
I think the America's, when it's your team, of course you love it, right? Because it always annoyed me from the outside, though, when someone would try to claim they were America's team. Because, like, I don't know, Drew, you can speak to this, Cincinnati or whatever. Like, it always drove me crazy. So I don't expect other fan bases to recognize the Chiefs as America's team. But if there was ever going to be an America's team right now, there's no debate who the team is. I just think as a fan, like when it was the Cowboys, Patriots, way back in the 70s, I guess the Steelers, like I don't expect anybody in another market to be like, oh yeah, that's America's team. Because that connotation, I don't know, would irritate me, because it did back in the 90s with the Cowboys.
Being from Indianapolis, hearing the Patriots call that, was it just annoying? Even though I wasn't a Colts fan anyways, it was annoying. I think kind of like what you guys have talked about. For me, the label America's team is more about the embracing off the field than it is necessarily on the field, because there's a lot of really good teams on the field. The Chiefs obviously more successful than anybody else has been here lately. But like what you said, Bink, about Chiefs fans traveling everywhere, like the Chiefs being everywhere, them being on national TV all the time. I think Travis Kelce and the whole Taylor Swift thing, that encapsulates everything from the standpoint of global persona.
Kelsey's taking photos with the royal family.
That encapsulates everything. I mean,
he's chilling with Tom Cruise.
The fan base overseas, you know, in Germany, and going to those games. I think that's what makes them America's team, I would say, more than what they've done on the field. But some people could say the Steelers are that way too with their fan base. But they don't have the resume of wins in this era like the Chiefs do. That's why right now I don't think there's an argument for any other team other than the Chiefs in regards to this label, at least.
First, it has to be the on-field success, and then it's all the other stuff.
That's what makes you America's team is everything else, I think.
And there's a bandwagon component. The Chiefs have now entered that, like, you know, people buying Bulls jerseys with Michael Jordan in Kansas City. The Chiefs have now crossed into that where people are buying the jerseys in Seattle or LA or whatever, because they're buying Mahomes or Mahomes shoes or what you and I have, and people buy this stuff nationally because you become a national brand. And what's one of the most popular gathering days in this country?
I mean, hell, the Chiefs are doing a Hallmark movie, Bink. You know,
right.
I mean, they're America's team.
But here's the thing. What are the biggest gathering days in America? Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Super Bowl. It was the biggest gathering days in this country. And three, and Mahomes has appeared in four Super Bowls. Right. Now, that means when people have their family, friends, whatever, together, it's just everybody, whether you have a dog in the fight or not, people watch the Super Bowl. And what you're doing is watching Mahomes, Kelce, and Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. When you're getting this gathering and your family's coming over, the Chiefs are in it. It's like, hey, you want to come over and watch the Chiefs, whether win or lose, because people are rooting for them to win or lose. It depends on, you know, who you are. But when the Chiefs have been on the Super Bowl four times lately, every time you have that big gathering on Super Bowl Sunday, which is the largest gathering day in this country, they're watching the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that's why if there's a young kid that's growing up to start watching the NFL, and especially if you don't live in an NFL market, just like that young kid would probably grew up as a fan of Tom Brady or whoever, right? Peyton Manning. That 8-year-old kid that's starting to watch the NFL that's not in, obviously, a market that has the NFL or a big NFL family or whatever, it's a good chance he likes Patrick Mahomes and wants the Mahomes jersey. He's the fun quarterback to watch that's always winning, that's always on my TV, like to your point. So it all goes hand in hand. But that was just from Courtney Cronin. Yes, if there is an America's team, it's the Chiefs right now.
It's cyclical, but it doesn't happen often in the NFL nowadays. It just doesn't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.